This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We could not do a pre-4th of July show without talking about food, and specifically hot dogs. If you have been watching our social media this week, you may have noticed we revisited one of the internet's favorite questions. Is a hot dog a sandwich? And I'm on the record as a big no. It's just not, okay? But we have someone here who can settle the score once and for all and give us some facts and tips about hot dog consumption. And I'm going to let him introduce himself.
My name is Eric Mittenthal. I am the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, also known as the Hot Dog Top Dog. The biggest myth that people don't know about them is how they're made. It's very simple. Hot dogs are made from the pieces of meat cut away from your steaks and roasts and then are ground up very finely. They're mixed with spices, stuffed into a casing, and cooked, and that's it. We estimate that Americans will eat 150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone. Over the course of the year, we estimate people eat about 20 billion hot dogs in the U.S. A third of those are eaten over the summer period from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. The summertime really is the prime time for hot dog consumption, and that makes sense. We love to go out by the grill and put some hot dogs on and enjoy them with our families. The most popular topping is mustard, far and away. I think everybody has their own tastes, and certainly regionally, we see a lot of different preferences depending on where you live. The one rule that we have about toppings is that if you are an adult over the age of 18, you should not be putting ketchup on a hot dog. It is just not appropriate. Really, Dirty Harry said it best in his movie Sudden Impact. Nobody puts ketchup on hot dogs. And if you're in the city of Chicago, they probably tell you that at any age, you cannot put ketchup on a hot dog. I'd say a chili dog with mustard and onions, that's the perfect hot dog for me. Beans and Franks is the best way to go if you're not going to put your hot dog in a bun. It's just a classic flavor combination that goes back a long way. This is America, and people are welcome to do and believe what they want as related to hot dogs. And it's part of American culture that it's freedom of speech and expression, and we embrace that wholly. But we say a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is its own wonderful being. It's so much more than just a sandwich. And so we say, no, a hot dog does not belong in the sandwich category.